Right, ladies, if you could just take a seat and pour yourselves a drink, not an alcoholic one, please, for Christ's sake. We've got a few issues. I'm going to have a quick word with you about some behavioural problems that we've got with our ladies, okay? Thanks a Hello again, folks. Well, I was recently at a family event where I was showed a picture of a young lady in my family who was heading off to, I don't know where it was, somewhere in Greece or Spain for one of these package holidays with the girls. And I actually couldn't believe what I was seeing because I've known her. She's a lovely, was a young, lovely young girl. And now she's heading off to the package holidays with the girls, with a like a arse on show and her tits hanging out, and I said that I thought she looked like a whore, not to beat around the bush, pardon the expression, but and this is a thing that we see happening in Britain every year, where all th hundreds of thousands of young British girls go off and behave like complete degenerate slags all over the nightclubs and the beaches of Europe. And yet when I called that out and said, I think she's behaving like a slut, and she looks like a slut, like why am I looking at her arse cheeks? I'm the bad guy for that. I'm the one that has to button it and told that he shouldn't be saying these things. But look, the problem is, we live in a society which puts no social pressure on young women whatsoever. And well, let's take a look at the results of that. Let's see where all of this leads. So these are just a few headlines that I've came across. And by the way, the tabloid press in Britain has an absolute field day reporting on this degeneracy, on this debauchery, which young British women take part in every summer. This goes on. MAGA hell. British woman raped at Magaluf holiday apartment as Irish tourist 22 was arrested. And then, so then of course, Brits and Magaluf report surge in chlamydia as randy revelers ditch condoms. This is not a new thing either, a one from a few years ago. This is an interview with a bouncer that I found on one website, which was about health. I mean, I'm going to get into that, but so this bouncer, I think he was, one club has a naked stage. A big sign reads, "If you're not naked, fuck off." The DJs get drunk girls to take part in simulated sex shows. None of them would dream of doing it back home, but it's the booze and wild atmosphere that gets them. They're secretly filmed by the club's promotion staff, and then the footage is shown on phones to people outside to tempt them in. It normally ends up on the internet. The worst thing I've seen is a girl sitting on a sink plunger while performing oral sex on the DJ. Then there are gangs of Eastern European men looking for drunk British girls. There is a constant risk of assault and rape. And then he goes on, but this is one of the most popular holiday and night spots for young British teenagers jetting off to Mallorca's party capital, Magaluf. Just weeks ago, this was in, I think, 2015, just weeks ago, the resort's mayor announced new licensing laws to help clean up the resort after a video emerged of a young holidaymaker performing sex acts on 24 young men in the Carnegie Club. And they're screwing outside, they're screwing on park benches, They're screwing in the toilets. It's just totally out of control. Okay, we live in a society where we can't put pressure of any kind on the behavior of young women, and this is where we are now, where they're literally screwing people in broad daylight, and people are going to say that I'm the bad guy because I think these girls should be called sluts and at least feel some sort of form of pressure to adhere to some basic common decency in the society, because we don't have anything else left. So there's no Christianity to hold all of this in check anymore. There's nothing. The patriarchy has been torn down, and by the way, as far as the feminist angle's concerned here, these young men aren't complaining about that. You can say, well, as women have accused me of, oh, you want to bring back in Sharia law to control women. Well, let's look at the opposite of that. Let's look at the fact that young men are just having an absolute field day here. There's no social pressure on women here whatsoever. And you have to ask yourself, is it healthy? Is it healthy for us, people, to see a huge chunk of their female population go to a different country and roll around on the beach and in nightclubs with their tits out, screwing everything that fucking moves? I mean, is that like, what the hell is this? Since when has that been a norm of society? If you look back, this isn't more than 30 years old. I can understand the argument that, well, it's a sort of rites of passage for young men to go off adventuring, like a pack of young men going off, and they go on a holiday and they get drunk and they try it on with girls. I can kind of see that argument. That's fair enough. But that's not the case with women. It's the same as these stupid Hollywood films where the main protagonist is female. Well, and it's like this rites of passage thing. Women have never had to go through that. It's never been expected of women to go out into the world and have adventures. And well, this is where you end up. You end up where you're walking around with your skinny sunburnt arse on show for every bloke on the world. And it's a complete breakdown of any kind of moral fabric. And when you try to point that out, you are the problem. But this is prime genetic stock of our group being literally, in some cases, literally pissed on. And it's because they are under no pressure whatsoever, and they have just gone completely mad. Where's this all going to lead? If we've now reached the point where an 18-year-old girl goes off on holiday, runs around naked in a nightclub, performs sex acts on 24 men, or the screwing around is so rampant that they're all coming back with diseases and rotten snatches, for Christ's sake. Are they going to end up where they're sacrificing babies or like taking a bath in pig's blood? Because this is not just having a good time. This is something totally sick. And it never really, so that the tabloid papers pick this up and run with it, and make great hay of it, because the average bloke sitting at work gets an eye full of arse and tits. But for an actual, the moral fabric of the society has just completely gone here. And of course, we aren't in control of our own culture. Another group is. And yeah, that has definitely played a role in this. But it means that we are then going to have to just use like harsh words, as I have here, in order to say, look, you can't do that or you're a slut. And the fact is that triggers them still. Despite it all, there's very, very few women will actually put their hand up and saying, yeah, I'm a slut and I don't care. Shaming still works. It still actually does the trick, and we're gonna have to do it. I mean, you see, it's all very well saying, well, what about the Zionists? What about the Muslims? What about the globalists? What about the New World Order? I think we're gonna have to be realistic about where we are here, because If we can't even enact any kind of basic control mechanisms and social pressure over our own women, we're not likely to take out the New World Order anytime soon. That's the harsh reality here. And I may speak harshly and use harsh language, but at the end of the day, it's because I do care. I do care about these women, and I don't want to see them gang raped. And I just think they're better than this. I think we are better than this as a people. And if they think that my language is harsh, then how do they think out men from out groups look at them? Because I have a vested interest in their well-being, but the other men don't, and these girls are blind to that as well. And that leads me to another thing, is that when they say, "Well, who are you to boss me around?" Well, look, I know more about the world, and I definitely know more about men than the average 21-year-old girl running around with a thong on. That's an absolute certainty. And so when I am actually coming out speaking harshly, it is coming from a place of care and concern. And they're going to have to get that into their fucking heads as well. But there's nothing wrong with calling this shit out, because this is catastrophic for the well-being of the group as a whole. So thanks for listening, everybody, and I'll see you later.